Chapter 34, Eliyahu Hanavi. The widow calmed down and shared what she had seen in her dreams. My father, Alav Shalom, left this world many years ago. A few nights ago, he appeared to me. He was wearing his beautiful Shabbos clothes. He held his hands over my head and wished me Mazel Tov. I was very surprised and asked him, "What is this Mazel Tov for?" He replied, "It has been decided in heaven that you will marry Rav Yaspa, the Sfardi HaKadosh." I woke up and decided it was nothing more than a strange, meaningless dream. It sounded like a joke. A young woman like me marrying such an elderly man? I knew that Rav Yaspa is a holy tzaddik. He has almost nothing to do with the physical world. It seems ridiculous to imagine that after all these years, he would suddenly decide to change his lifestyle and marry. A few days afterwards, my father reappeared to me as I slept. He repeated what he had told me the first time. This time, however, he was not telling me, but commanding me. "You must marry Rav Yaspa," were his last words. I woke up and I again decided to simply ignore the incident. Everyone knows that dreams don't always make sense. Just a few days later, my father came to me for the third time. I knew I could not ignore him any longer. It was really serious. My father's face was stern and his words were sharp. "Go speak to a shadchan," he told me, "and ask the shadchan to suggest your name to Rav Yaspa and convince him to take you as his wife. If you do this, you will merit having a son. If not, you will suffer a bitter end." "Those were his final words to me," said the widow, trembling as she remembered her strange dreams. The three Dayanim looked at each other in amazement. The dreams perfectly matched what the Sfardi HaKadosh had told them. They informed the widow of Rav Yaspa's visit and repeated what he had said. "In that case," the head of the Beis Din announced, "we wish you Mazel Tov and may you have a wonderful and blessed life." The widow nodded her head in agreement. Now that she had discovered the other side of the story and had also received the blessings of the Beis Din, it was much easier for her to accept heaven's decision. It was an ancient custom in Krakow for the entire Jewish community to celebrate the wedding of any childless widow. This case was no exception. All the wedding arrangements and expenses were taken care of by the community. All the kohanim over the age of 12 wore white kitelach that were usually worn only on Yom Kippur, with their talesim on top. They stood in two long rows while the chasan and kala walked together between them. As they walked, the couple was blessed with birchas kohanim. A large seuda was held outdoors in the courtyard of the shul. During their second year of marriage, Rav Yaspa's wife gave birth to a son whom they named Eliyahu. "He is named after Eliyahu Hanavi," explained Rav Yaspa. Little Eliyahu was a very special child. Friendliness and holiness shone from his face. Even before he reached his second birthday, Rav Yaspa began teaching him Torah. He refused to allow his child to be taught by a melamed like all the other children of Krakow. He insisted on personally educating and training his son. When Eliyahu turned 7, he joined his father each night to recite Tikkun Chatzais, the midnight tefillah mourning the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and begging Hashem to bring Mashiach and the complete redemption. His father instructed him not to speak with anyone, neither ordinary talk nor even Torah discussions. Eliyahu grew up completely separated from the world around him. 2 weeks before Eliyahu's bar mitzvah, Rav Yaspa had an important discussion with his wife. By then, he was an extremely old man. As he spoke, his voice was calm but serious. "My dear wife," he began, "the time has come for my soul to return to its creator. Our precious son has within him an especially powerful neshama that comes from a tremendously high place in heaven. Hashem has given this neshama an important mission in this world, a mission that will greatly benefit the entire Jewish people. Soon, my dear wife, Eliyahu will ask your permission to leave home and wander to wherever Hashem leads him. Please do not hold him back. Let him go as he wishes, because this is part of his preparations for a special mission. Ravyaspa paused for a while, allowing his wife to think over what he had just said. He then added, "When your first husband was murdered, I was told from heaven that we should get married in order to have a child whose soul will bring a great tick into the world. His accomplishments will change not only his own generation, but all future generations until the coming of our righteous Mashiach. We have done our part and brought this special child to the world. I now wish to share a deep secret with you. For a very long time, our son Eliyahu has merited to study Torah directly from Eliyahu HaNavi, whom he is named after." Ravyaspa again paused before concluding. "You are a young woman, and you still have a long life ahead of you. Please, I ask you, do not mourn my passing too greatly. When a shidduch is offered to you one day, do not ignore it. And now, please send for the Chevra Kadisha." Ravyaspa's wife was shocked by all she had heard. But knowing how great a tzaddik her husband was, she hurried to do as he asked. The men of the Chevra Kadisha gathered around Ravyaspa as he lay on his bed. He asked them to tell the entire Jewish community how deeply thankful he was to them for their kindness to himself and his family. He asked them to continue looking after his wife and son after his passing and to make sure they had all they needed. Just a short while later, the Sfardi HaKadosh closed his eyes and his soul rose up to heaven. Eliyahu was now orphaned. He said Kaddish for his father, and he began studying Mishnayos publicly in the merit of his father's neshama. 2 weeks after Rav Yaspa's passing, the Jewish community of Krakow celebrated the bar mitzvah of his son Eliyahu. Every Jew in the city came to take part in this unique event. This was actually the first opportunity that the Jews of Krakow had to see and hear the special son, the only child of the tzaddik. The boy's face shone with a precious light, and the Divrei Torah he shared revealed to everyone that he was already an incredible Talmud Chacham. A few weeks later, Eliyahu came to his mother and asked her for permission to leave home. He wished to wander to wherever Hashem would lead him, he explained. His mother expected this request. It was exactly as the Sfardi HaKadosh had foretold. She did not share this with her son, but gave him her permission and her heartfelt blessings. At the young age of 13, Eliyahu set off on his journey, all alone.